It has been a tough deer season, and I was striking out left and right. But man, do I have a redemption story for you. Stick around and see more. Boy, I have been on the struggle bus this deer season. I'm telling you, it's been a tough one. You know, you make all these plans. I get so excited in the summer, you know, in the early fall, because I'm thinking, man, it's deer season's almost here. You know, you've got the food plots out, and you're looking for deer sign, and you're putting the cameras out, and you get all excited. And then what happened this year? I got real busy. That's right. You know what? I shouldn't get that busy. I am retired, after all. But I think I'm more busy now around the house and with the dogs and the puppies and the training. You know, if you know us at all, then we raise dogs and train dogs and puppies. And so that's what happened this deer season. We just got extremely busy, and my plans just kind of went this way and that way, right? But it didn't go towards the woods way, if that even makes sense. And so early bow season, it was really, really hot, and so we didn't get out there and go bow hunting. But then about the time it cooled off just a little bit, here come puppies. And so we were busy with getting ready for puppies and all. And then muzzleload season, oh boy, let me tell you about muzzleload season. Of course, that come, we were getting ready for it. And typically that is the best time to hunt in our area, is muzzleload season. It's when you see most of the buck activity, right? And so we're deer hunters, you know. I mean, it's nice to take a big buck, but, you know, we eat a lot of deer meat. And so we really, you know, we go to harvest some deer. And typically we'll eat 4 or 5 deer a year. But muzzleload season is when we can really go and count on probably seeing a good buck. And we had a lot of activity on camera. And so the first 3 days of muzzleload season, we were just extremely busy with puppies and training. And I was having to go out of town with some puppies. And so the 4th day, Hunter and I were like, okay, we're going that morning. We're going to go that morning. And we felt like we were pretty confident we were going to have some good success, because, again, there was a lot of activity on camera. So we get out there that morning, and if you've seen some recent episodes, you saw what went on, what happened, right? Yeah, I had a misfire with my muzzleloader on a really good buck, so missed that opportunity. And ironically, 45 minutes later, Hunter had the same thing happen to him. So he calls me and he goes, hey, you know what? It just wasn't meant to be today. So let's get down and just go and start working with the puppies and everything. So I was like, okay. And we had meant to go back later in that week and just didn't have the opportunity. Then modern gun season comes around and it opens up. And what happens on the very first day in modern gun season? One of our mama dogs goes start into labor and starts having puppies. And so we didn't get to go hunting. So anyway, fast forward now to Christmas time, and we don't even have a deer in the freezer yet. And so I told Yolanda, you know, don't schedule anything for me the 3 days or the 2 days after deer season comes in, because we have a 3-day modern gun hunt that opens up the 3 days after Christmas. And it was going to be great, because for Christmas, I got a brand new scope for my deer rifle, which I really needed, because my other one had, you know, it had a scope on it. My eyes aren't what they used to be, and that scope didn't have really good magnification on it at all. And so got a brand new scope. We put it on our muzzleloader, put it on my rifle on Christmas Day and got it mounted, got it sighted in, so I was excited to use it. So anyway, get out there that next morning, go to the stand, and now you're in a time of deer season to where, you know, the deer are a little more leery of noise, of scent in the woods, and so their pattern has really been shifted, because there's been a lot of deer hunting activity going on the weeks prior. And so now they're a lot more nocturnal, and they just don't come into the food plots as much during the day. But I was hoping I'd be able to see, you know, at least a mature doe, because we're at a point now that if a good buck comes in, or a buck comes in, hey, I'm taking it, but, you know, I'm looking for a mature doe or two. So we needed 2 or 3 deer to put in the freezer. So I was going to be really happy with that. So I get up in the stand, couple hours of hunting, haven't seen anything but about 1.7 billion squirrels. I mean, isn't that the story of every deer hunt? You go out there and there's squirrels pretty much all over the place. But then
I look
across, and on the hillside across from the food plot, here come, you know, four deer down the hill. So I'm thinking, all right, opportunity. So I get my rifle up there, and sure enough, a good mature doe is in the group. She turns broadside and boom! Yes, redemption. I had been redeemed. Oh man. Oh, the story of redemption. You know what? It's not just about hunting. If you've put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you and be Lord of your life, you have been redeemed. Oh yeah, but it doesn't just end there. In Psalm 107, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Did you hear that? It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." It means that we have a story worth sharing. Hunting stories are great to share, but the story of God's forgiveness, redemption, and transformation of our lives is even better. Hey, have you been redeemed? Share that story. Share what God has done for you and tell of His greatness and goodness. You know what? That's what LifeWord is all about. We tell the story of Jesus' love for this world and His desire to bring us back into a relationship with Himself. Hey, learn more about who Jesus is and what it means to follow Him by checking out our online discipleship tool called Follow. That's right, it's video-based, easy to use and understand, and it's free for you to begin today. How do I do that, you ask? Well, simply go to follow.lifeword.org, and in Spanish at follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. Hey, this is just the beginning of this year. There's lots more adventures for us to share. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here with something happening in the great outdoors.